This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a good day to die to yourself. So I hope everybody brought your shovel. Another beautiful day in God's neighborhood, isn't it? I mean, it's just awesome out. You know, at any time you can lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. There's nothing worse than a straight Christian. The Bible says, be drunk not on wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. You notice that people run to the bars and run to all kinds of drugs and alcohol to try to relieve their problems. But they don't realize that it's just building up more and more and more. That's how the secular world runs. But you and I run to the throne. I didn't say the phone. I said the throne. We run to the throne room of God and we surrender. We fall at his feet. We lift our hands to heaven and say, fill me and kill me. Would you grab your Bibles and turn to the book of James? We have been talking about a series that's been called Enemies of God. How many of y'all want to be an enemy of God? Oh, okay, good. In James chapter 4 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Would y'all read this with me, please? It says what? Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Come on, everybody read the next verse. Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Now, that is so powerful. You know, because one of the things that the enemy wants to do is cause you to become an enemy of God. And it's not that God's your enemy. It's that we become his enemy. And we become his enemy in areas where he can't trust us. Now, can you trust somebody that doesn't trust you? No. So everybody is earning the trust of each other and earning the trust of God in every area of our life. So one of the things he says here, he says, you know what? One of the things that the enemy wants to do is cause you to become an enemy to God. Now, the Bible says anybody who's a friend of the world, does anybody know who the ruler of the world is? His name is Satan. He has a kingdom. It's called the kingdom of darkness. He rules the earth. Well, I don't believe it. Well, you have a demon. It's called a spirit of unbelief. Hello. Well, I don't believe I have a demon. Well, you got more than one. Don't worry about it. Hello. You know, one of the things that people lose sight of, and it's our responsibility as believers of the truth and to know the truth. You know, when you know the truth, there's a responsibility. You know, when I had my encounter with the Lord 15 years ago, and this serpent came out of my body, you know, I mean, and I turned to the Lord and said, man, this stuff only happens in Star Trek, you know. But the thing was, is that the realization to me of the other side became more real than this side. And it's our responsibility as servants, ambassadors of the kingdom, servants to the anointing, and stewards of the mysteries of God to continually make the unseen to become seen. It's our responsibility in your everyday life. Even when circumstances are happening, you know that you're not fighting flesh and blood. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is to depart from evil. Has everybody got it? So sometimes you'll have to depart and then attack. Now listen, the whole thing is always making the unseen to become what? Seen. It's our responsibility. We are not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting powers of darkness. And the ruler of this world, who is Satan and his kingdom and his cohorts, is what you're fighting. In fact, you know, many people remember, I'm when I was in the drug world and doing drugs and all kinds of stuff and all, you know, whatever, drinking. And, you know, it's amazing and how, you know, when you get saved and your eyes begin to open, that now you drive by a bar and it says food and spirits. Now you go, man, they're not kidding. There are spirits in there. Because alcohol is nothing but an accursed item. it draws demonic activity. The word drug comes from a word called pharmakia, which means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. So we're out there inhaling all this dope, snorting all this dope, drinking all the liquid dope, and inviting demons into our body. People watching pornography and all of these other things. Those are nothing but open doors of demonic activity. And that means that we're coming under the ruler of this world, because the Bible says that the ruler of the world is associated with lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. So where there is an open door, a devil has access to you. We bring self-imposed curses on our life. We have inherited curses that come down from our family line. You are what you've inherited. So the thing that we want to begin to do is start breaking off these curses so we can receive our true inheritance from above. See, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has come to bring us life and life more abundantly. Well, then why aren't we living a lot more life abundantly? Because we're not in divine position. And divine position takes discipline, responsibility, and humble pie. What do you mean humble pie? You got to be humble. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes. You can't be a weekend believer or a one-day believer. The word believe means to follow. If you're not a follower, you're a liar. Has everybody got it? I mean, that's what the Bible says. Is everybody okay? So we do not want to become under, we don't want to be associated as being friends of the world. The Bible says, come out from the world, be sanctified unto the Lord. Don't touch anything unclean in the world, and he'll receive you as his child. So there's a ifs in there. In other words, same thing in the contract and covenant. Your contract and covenant is associated with, if you'll do this, then the promises are available. Is everybody okay? Turn to Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. In verse 1. Is everybody there? Everybody okay? Well, good. Nobody ran off yet, so praise God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. Would you read it? And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of what? Disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in his mercy, because of his great love with which he loves us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and says, by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Now, I want to share with you that the prince of power of air, or the prince of darkness, again, is just another name for Satan's kingdom and Satan, who rules this earth. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? Now, there's an area of Satan's kingdom, and there are, I want to just share with you, it's known as the Antichrist, the Antichrist spirit, and the Antichrist doctrine. There is the Antichrist spirit, and the Antichrist doctrine. Now, we know that the number 666 is going to represent the area where the Antichrist is going to be manifested in the natural realm. It's associated with a one global world government, economic, and religion. There's the Antichrist false prophet, the Antichrist beast, and the Antichrist himself. All these things will be manifested during the time of tribulation. That's why the Bible says, do not take the mark. Because once you've taken the mark of the beast during that period of time of tribulation, you are have sold your soul to Satan, and there's no turning back. Is everybody okay? So right now, what we're talking about is the Antichrist spirit, and the Antichrist doctrine associated with the prince of darkness. Go to 2 John, verse 7. 2 John. These are three areas that if you come in agreement with the Antichrist, Antichrist spirit, or Antichrist doctrine, it will cause you to become an enemy of God. Does everybody understand? In verse 7, 2 John verse 7. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and a what? Antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things which we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. Now listen, what he's saying is you must be careful because there's a lot of doctrines out there. In fact, Paul, the Holy Spirit, warned us and the disciples and John. He warned us through the anointing of the Spirit that many would come with the same gospel but preach another Jesus. Are you listening? He said that many would come with the same gospel but preach another Jesus. Now the Bible says here, and I want to repeat this again in verse 9, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ. First of all, you got to understand that the word Christ means anointing. It means anointed. The word Christ is a Greek word in an English Bible. Truly, I believe that God has allowed all of these things to happen in the Bible of translations so that without the anointing, you couldn't understand it fully. One of the things that Jesus commanded to his disciples was to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So many people miss that. They just accept Jesus and that's it, as Savior. Well, let me tell you, when he becomes Lord to you is when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. You can read Acts chapter 1 and verse 4 and all the way through 8. But it says, Jesus commanded his disciples to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the reason for that is so that they can receive his Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. Is everybody with me? Now, the word Christ means anointed one. Jesus was the anointed one and his anointing. Christ is not Jesus' last name. I mean, you know, I went golfing one day with my brother by mistake. And he had a friend with him, and that's all that guy kept doing was cussing. He kept saying, Jesus Christ, Jesus. And I kept saying, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. By the end of 18 holes, this guy was saying, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. it was irritating my spirit because this guy was offending my spirit because of his cussing. But Christ is not the last name of Jesus. The Bible should be reading Jesus, the anointed one. Jesus, the anointed one. Because the word Christ means anointed one. Now, the anointing is the presence of the eternal God that is on an individual. It is the power of God's presence. And without the power of God's presence, you cannot defeat your enemy. That's why so many people have struggles. Because they can quote scriptures, but they have no power. Let me give you an example. When Jesus was born, and on the eighth day, they brought him to get circumcised because that was tradition. And there was a guy named Simeon, I think it was. And he was a devout man to the Lord. And the Lord promised him that he would see the Christ before he died. He was an older man getting ready to go home. And so they brought Jesus into the temple. And he walked over and grabbed Jesus. And he lifted him. And he said, Lord, my eyes have now seen the Christ. And he worshiped him. See, one of the things that the Antichrist doesn't want you to do is to worship God. Because worship brings the presence of God. And that's what separates religion from relationship. Many have received Jesus. They see, oh, Jesus. They accept Jesus as Savior, but they don't worship him in the area where he becomes Lord in the anointing by Christ. So they see Jesus, but they don't go further and see the Christ. Jesus is the name of the eternal presence of God that he used to come into the natural realm. Are you listening? He gave that name with the anointing that would be above every name that is ever named. That name can destroy sickness, can destroy addiction, can destroy the powers of darkness. In fact, when Jesus shows up, the demons begin to tremble because they can't stand the anointing. They can't stand the presence of God. See, the demons acknowledge the anointing. And the Father acknowledges the blood when you speak the blood of the Lamb. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. Turn to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. So we see that there is a doctrine of the Antichrist. One of the scriptures of the doctrine of the Antichrist is caught, and this is what how it's quoted. He says, do what you feel like. That's one of the doctrines of the Antichrist. Do as you feel. But the Bible says for me and you that we are to not walk by sight, we're to walk by faith. Faith connects you with the eternal promises of God. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. So when you see the word Christ, I want you to begin to realize that it means the eternal presence of God. The anointed one. Which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. So it's the gospel of Christ. Why is it the gospel of Christ? Because it is the gospel about the anointing power of God Almighty that is available for every one of his children. And that is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And remember, we just shared that John told us that many would come with the same gospel but preach a different Jesus. Now, my Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost. My Jesus casts out devils. My Jesus lays hands on the sick. If the gospel ain't preached in that degree, it ain't the full gospel. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. Verse 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be what? Accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. So what he was warning us again, that others would come and preach the same gospel, but it would be another Jesus. Is everybody with me? Go to 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13. Go ahead, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink, will you? Fill us, Lord. Fill us, and fill us even more, more, more. Everybody say more.
More!
Hallelujah. You know what happened last time you said that? We got moored out. In verse 13, would you read it with me? For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Wow. I say again, let no one think me a fool, if otherwise at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. Now listen, so what are you saying here? Look at, Satan has the power to transform himself. You know, many people are used by the Antichrist and don't even know it. it's a spirit of error. If it's anti, means coming against the anointing. Jezebel came against the anointing. There is an antichrist spirit that uses individuals to come against the anointing. Are you listening? Now, this is where we've got to use discernment. I mean, the purpose of this is we don't want to cooperate with the spirit of antichrist, do we? No, because then we become an enemy of God. Now, Satan, angel of light, he's false ministers. Looks like there's a form of religiosity. They're commandos that kill. You know, think about this. The religious spirits are what killed Jesus, isn't it? I mean, they knew the scriptures. They knew the Torah. They were the Sanhedrin. They dressed in robes and all kinds of stuff. What were they against? The anointing, weren't they? Even Saul, who became Paul, he was associated with the spirit of Antichrist. In fact, he was out killing and murdering believers who were anointed. Because the devil hates those who are anointed. He don't mind if you go to church every Sunday. He don't mind if you sit there and read your gospel. He doesn't mind at all. But what you get anointed with the Holy Spirit, he minds. Why? Because that's the only way you can destroy his kingdom. Has everybody got it? The Bible says the anointing of God, the presence of God, breaks the yoke. It breaks the yoke of bondage. And see, the devil loves to bring us into bondage. And when he brings you into bondage, you become a slave to him and not even know it. You think you're okay, you're out doing you're out feeding the poor, you're doing all of these religious things. But you don't have power to cast out a devil. You don't have power to lay hands on the sick. That's all people know how to do. They can quote the scriptures, but when something happens, they dial 911. Hello? You dial 911 after you lay both hands on that person. After you cast out that devil. After you pray in the Holy Ghost. Then you dial 911. Hello? See, there's a difference. That's how the kingdom of God is manifested. That's why some people are still, they've only accepted Jesus as Savior, but they've never gotten baptized in the Holy Ghost with the anointing where he's Lord. And there is a difference. Is everybody okay? So what's God trying to do? He's trying to let us know today what we're fighting against. He's trying to let us know that there's another level. Listen, things are not going to get better in the world. They're going to get worse. That's the good news. There is no bad news. There's better news. You got the power to overcome. That means we're getting closer to go home. Hallelujah. Did you ever live in a place you didn't want to live? Well, you are right now. This is not your home. Hello. You don't belong in this realm. That's why you got to sleep. Because you got to regenerate. Or you'd stay awake all the time. I tried to do that when I was in the world. Nearly died. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. In verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 4. Would you read it with me? And we have such trust through Christ. Through what? Through the anointing. Everybody say anointing. Anointing. Everyone say, I'm a servant.
I'm a servant.
To the anointing.
The anointing
doesn't serve me.
I serve the anointing.
Yeah. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the what? Or of the what? Anointing. Does everybody got it? The new covenant is associated with the anointing, man. For the letter what? Kills. In the spirit what? Hallelujah. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. The letter kills. You know why it kills? Because if you know the word and don't obey it, it'll kill you. Oh, no, that's only old doctrine. No, no, no. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His word's not changed. The only thing is the devil's penetrated the area. You know, Jesus, this is powerful because there was 500 disciples on the day that Jesus was getting ready to go home. So he gathered them all together and shared with them a few things, then commanded them to wait for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there was a feast getting ready to happen. It was called the Feast of Pentecost. And all of these 500 disciples, only 120 of them obeyed God. Those 120 went up to the upper room and waited for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The other 380 went out and started denominations. Hello. Trying to improve God. Now, I'm not against denominations. I'm not against anything except for lies, deception, and the powers of darkness that bind God's children. The Bible says that truth is what sets us free. The anointing breaks the yoke. So we must practice truth. Knowing the truth and not doing the truth is worse. Is everybody okay? Praise God. So the Antichrist doctrine is against the anointing and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It promotes bondage and intellect. It promotes bondage and intellect of the word without freedom of the presence of the anointing. I'm going to say this one more time. It promotes bondage of intellect of the word. That's a lot of head knowledge. People can memorize the scriptures, but there's no power. Does everybody get it? I've seen people that can memorize the scriptures and the page numbers. And after they get done preaching, they ask you if you want to go to the nearest bar. Something ain't right. Hello. Or they go home and they beat their spouses. Or they're abusers, or they're caught up in pornography. Something's not right. Because the anointing breaks the yoke. It's our responsibility to stay filled every day with the Spirit of God. Go to Acts chapter 10. In verse 36. Would you read it with me, please? The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. Oh, isn't this wonderful? He went about doing good. Why? Because he had power from the Holy Spirit. And what was he doing? Healing all who were what? Oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Oh, so the devil brings oppression, doesn't he? He brings people into bondage. Oppression. The anointing. Oh, yeah. The anointing that Jesus had is for me and you. It's called the Spirit of Christ. He died for me and you on the cross that we could receive that same Spirit. Now, if Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, do you think me and you need to be?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus was feared by the Antichrist because the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage that Satan brings. By agreeing with the Antichrist doctrine, you open yourself up to the Antichrist spirit, which is also known as familiar spirits and spirits of divination. You know, some people still pray to the dead. That's called divination. Listen, you don't need to pray to no saints, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You don't need to pray to nobody but Jesus. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. So do you have a personal relationship? Any prayer to anyone else is called divination. You open yourself up. Hello? Go to 1 John chapter 2. Jesus said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." People, his own people, can you imagine his own people? He's watching be destroyed because they have no understanding of the truth or not willing to seek the truth. First John chapter 2 and verse 18, would you read it with me, please? Little children, it is the last hour. How many of y'all know it's the last hour? And as you have heard that the what? Antichrist is coming. Now he's talking about the person Antichrist, Satan. And even now many, what? These are people who are submitting to the spirit of Antichrist and the doctrine of Antichrist. And even now many Antichrists have come by which we know that it is the what? last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you what? And you know all things. You know what? All things that pertain to godly living. Let's go a little further. Go to verse 26. He said, these things I have written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. In other words, you're being taught by the anointing right now, not by the person, by the anointing. So everybody got it. The anointing teaches us. He'll guide you to all truth. He'll protect you. He'll visit you in dreams and visions and show you truths. He'll bring you into another realm where you've never been before. There isn't anything greater than walking in the third dimension. Yeah. He'll put you in a place where it's no longer you that live, but him. He'll show you the demonic forces that will blow your mind. And he'll give you power and authority to cast them out and to have dominion over every area. The anointing teaches, guides, leads us in power and to all truth. The Antichrist does not want the anointing on you. He'll do anything and everything to prevent the teaching of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and to staying filled with the Spirit. Are you listening? He'll do everything he can. Listen, Satan rejected God. He has forsaken the Holy Spirit anointing. Some of his fruits are rejection, rebellion, betrayal, and death. Some of the fruits of the Antichrist is rejection, rebellion, betrayal, and death. He's come to steal, to kill, and what? Destroy. The Antichrist partners and exists with, and I'm going to show you right now. He partners up and he exists with pride, haughtiness, and arrogance. And we call it promoting the I syndrome. The me, myself, and I. The me is the outer part called arrogance. Myself is the haughty part. And pride is the I. So you got me, myself, and I. Has everybody got it? You got arrogance, haughtiness, and pride. Those three partner up with the Antichrist spirit. Go to 1 Samuel 15. Now, if you agree with them, you become a what? Enemy of God. See, you're no longer fighting for your life. You're fighting for the life of Christ that lives in you. You're fighting for the life of Christ that lives in you. You're not fighting for your life. 1 Samuel 15. Prince of darkness is the Antichrist. He's an enemy of God. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. Samuel 15, 22. Oh, you got to learn or you'll burn. Learn or burn. Right? You either get burned, burn somebody else, or eternally burn. Verse 22, so Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than what? Sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the what? Sin of witchcraft. See, Satan has power to manipulate your mind. Has everybody got it? He has power to manipulate your mind. It's called witchcraft. That's where territorial spirits and principalities are involved. How does he have power to manipulate your mind? Because these demons come up to you and speak to you. People don't even realize that they're listening to the voice of the stranger. They just think it's their thoughts. For rebellion is a sin of witchcraft and what? Stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Now the Bible says that we are called to be priests and kings. Listen, the Bible also tells us that in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy and that the joy of the Lord is our strength. To rebel against worshiping God Almighty is an area where people open the door. Because what you sow is what you reap. You'll either sow to the spirit or you'll sow to the flesh. By rebellion against the things that God says to do, we actually sow to the flesh and don't even know it. And then we find out later, man, I don't understand it. I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing or what we believe we're doing, but we haven't sowed in the spirit enough, and that's by worship. The Bible says that we are to maintain our priesthood anointing, and that's by maintaining the ministry to the Lord in praising and worshiping him. And when there's an opportunity to worship and praise the Lord, do it. See, the fear of the Lord is an area where there's reverence. And not many believers really carry the fear of the Lord. The only fear they carry is the fear of going to hell. That's not the correct fear. That's torment. There's a fear that we carry as a believer when you are spirit-filled. And that fear is the reverence to him, the honor to him, the worship to him, the acknowledgement to him. That is a totally different type of fear than the fear of going to hell. If people are walking in the fear of going to hell, that's religion. Because the only thing that they're holding on to then is salvation. They're not holding on to relationship. And that can only be done by the anointing where Jesus is the Christ in your life, not just the Savior. He is your Lord. But if you are in fear of going to hell, then you better get in position quickly. That means something ain't right either. Go to Hebrews 2. The prince of darkness is the Antichrist. He's associated with the Antichrist spirit and Antichrist doctrine. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is who? The devil. You know, many people fear death. And I'm not telling everybody to go out and kill themselves today, all right? And the reason why they fear death is because they have no relationship. See, because when you truly have that relationship, you know that you're the end result is where you're going. Does everybody get it? We're not to fear death. I mean, I'm not trying to go out and kill myself, you know. I look forward to going home. But this is not my life here, and this should not be your life here. We are here to do a job and get out of here. We're here to make the best of things, to bring as many people home as possible, to declare the truth, expose the powers of darkness and Satan's kingdom, and then go home. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says when the gospel is preached all through the world, then the end will come. You know, the next fulfillment of the feasts, there's seven feasts of the Lord, it's called the Feast of Trumpets. That's when the body of Christ is removed from the earth and all hell's going to break out because the wrath of God's going to hit this earth soon. I'm telling you, make sure you got a bus ticket. Because you ain't got a ticket, you don't get aboard. Let's read verse 14 again. And as much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he gives aid to the seed of Abraham. Are you the seed of Abraham? Amen. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who were tempted also. Praise God. Death will be swallowed up. Don't fear death. If you're not filled with the Spirit, you fear death. There's a difference. Let's go to Hebrews 3 while we're here. In verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ. See that word if? That means you must do your part. If what? We hold the beginning of our confession steadfast to the end. And while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Does everybody see this? See, we want to be a witness, don't we? You got to be careful that the enemy doesn't harden your heart. You know, when people put a deaf ear to the Spirit, their heart becomes hardened. Do you ever try to talk to someone and they're like, oh, get out of here, I don't want to hear none of that? It's because their heart's hardened. Do you ever try to correct a believer? Man, and sometimes their heart is hardened. Well, now they've rejected the voice of the Lord, and their heart is being hardened. And they're opening themselves up to the Antichrist spirit. And that Antichrist spirit will come in and start to mislead them. And it starts coming against. It's amazing to me that when people get upset or something, the first thing they want to do is not worship the Lord. I ain't worshiping. Do you ever see somebody upset and they say, let's pray? And they say, I ain't praying. Now, if they don't want to pray with you, hopefully they'll go pray. But that's not but the Antichrist spirit coming in to try to come against the anointing. Does everybody understand that? He is against the anointing of God. He'll do everything and anything he can because he hates the presence of God. It destroys him. It destroys his kingdom. It exposes his plans. The prince of darkness is associated with the Antichrist spirit, and the Antichrist doctrine. Promotes rebellion, hardened heart, death, witchcraft. All of these are associated with the ruler of this world. And when you agree with it, you become an enemy of God. Does everybody understand that? Go to Revelation 12 for a moment. I'm going to show you something. That's why it's important to stay in fellowship. Believers who proclaim to be believers and are not in fellowship are not believers. You know, I've heard so many people tell me, well, I just don't like that organized religion. Well, then don't go to an organized religion. You know, the only reason why they say they don't like organized religions is because they don't want to tithe. You kidding? I ain't giving 10% of my money. I'll just do my own kind of religion. No anointing. The devil deceives them like crazy. Oh, but they love to tell people about Jesus. But they preach another Jesus. It's not the same Jesus I know. They can't cast out the devil. They can't lay hands on the sick. That's all they can do is tell somebody about Jesus and then prevent them from being in fellowship. Are you listening? That's an Antichrist spirit. In Revelation 12, is everybody there? You know, you got this one, you got to judge yourself. Am I deceived? Who am I listening to? You must judge yourself and discern your own fruits. Where are you at? Verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Who's the dragon? Satan. See, 2009 is a representation of administrative gifting. It's a representation of birthing. This year, the things of God is going to birth more things than you've ever realized. And I'm telling you right now that the powers of darkness are going to try to prevent the birthing that God is going to do through his children. It is the spirit of Antichrist. He is against the anointing. He does not want you to be filled, baptized in the Holy Ghost. He just wants you to walk around and plant salvation seeds and bring people into the letter and not into the spirit. There is a difference. But there's a great birthing going on, and this birthing can only be done in the spirit. I don't care how long you've known Jesus. Well, I've been in church 30 years. Good. Have you ever cast out a devil? Well, especially one that you carry. It's called a religious spirit. It's time to get real, and it's time to get serious. There is no time for games. There's no time to become friends of the world because you make yourself an enemy of God. It is time to fight. It is time to war. It is time to rescue because time is running out. You know what's going on in this world. You see the economy. You hear about the rumors of wars and wars that are going on. Don't sweep them under the rug. Do something about it. Stay filled with the Spirit so that you know all things. The anointing will teach you. The anointing will guide you. The anointing will lead you. You will not overcome your enemy by intellectual scripture knowledge. You will overcome him by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. That when you quote the scriptures, you're in unity with the Spirit, not an intellectual carnal mind. Is everybody okay? Good, I want to close at Mark 16. Aren't you glad you came to the park today? How many of y'all want to know the truth? You don't want to live in fairy tale anymore, do you? Prince of power of darkness. In verse 15, Mark 16, 15. And Jesus said to them what? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What gospel? The gospel of Christ. Does everybody get it? Do you know that the first thing Jesus preached was the anointing? After Jesus, now listen. Jesus gets baptized in the Holy Ghost in the Jordan. He goes into the wilderness. He comes out of the wilderness. He goes into the synagogue. They hand him the book of Isaiah. And the first thing he says is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What was he doing? He was preaching the anointing. That is the gospel of Christ. It is the gospel of the anointing. That's why he said, repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. What is the kingdom of God? Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. You can read it in Romans. This is not about some religion. It's about a power of the kingdom of God Almighty, where the eternal presence of God came from the eternal realm into the natural realm to give to every one of his children that they could be a temple of the anointing and the power of Christ, where they would have dominion, casting out devils, laying hands on the sick, raising the dead. That's what we're called to do. Hello? If you believe you got a demon, go look in the mirror. If he winks at you, cast him out. In verse 16, and he who, what's the word believe mean? Follow. Well, I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus. Well, I just go Friday and Saturday nights to the bars and, you know, I live with, well, never mind who I live with. Are you married? No. Well, hello. That's a friend of the world. Makes yourself an enemy of God. Somebody get it? The word believe means to what? Follow. Or you make yourself a liar. I'm telling you, there's so many people sitting in pews on Sundays that have been so-called believers for 30 years and still fornicating, still boozing it up, still having friends of the world. Love to tell dirty jokes, thinking they're funny. Perverse mouth. Those are friends of the world. The Bible says, do not be unevenly yoked with unbelievers, but expose them. Now, I'm not telling you to go around and tell everybody, you idiot. Hello? But depart from them. They have a form of godliness. Don't hang around with them. Now, I'm not talking about somebody who's just come to the Lord and is asking for help. Then we stretch out our hand and we love them. We don't accuse them. They hang around long enough, all their garbage will be exposed. First you catch the fish, then clean it. Don't clean it before you catch it. That's no good. And verse 16. And he who what? Believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be what? Condemned. And these signs will follow those who what? Whoa, he's talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not just somebody who just got dipped in water. And I want to clear something up. If you've never been baptized in water, it will not prevent you from going to heaven. It is symbolic. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you repented, you were baptized in the blood. Everybody got it? Now, it's good to go out and get baptized in the water because you make your confession and testimony to heaven, to all men, and to hell. And I like harassing hell. So I baptize people just to harass hell. And verse 17, and these signs will follow those who what? Believe. And in my name they will what? Ah, are you a believer? You better be casting out devils then. Especially when you look in the mirror. And they will what? Speak with new tongues. Shana makiriya robokosa. I didn't go to school to learn that. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and went to the school of the Spirit and was taught by the anointing. And they will speak with new tongues and they will take up serpents. I love taking up serpents and cutting their heads off. Now, I'm not going to dance with no demon. You don't understand that. I mean, do you hear about that religion that people dance with these serpents and they drink cyanide? It's hilarious. 2 weeks later, the kids are walking around. Where's your mom? She got bit by the serpent. Where's your dad? He drank the cyanide. They're both dead. Hello. That's false antichrist garbage, man. This is not what the scripture says. It says the serpents represent demonic forces. And if you drink anything deadly, it by no means hurts you. In other words, you're not going to go out and siphon your gas can and tempt God. It means if you eat anything and somebody's trying to kill you, it ain't gonna. And they will lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. And they will what? Recover. Recover. Now they can get healed instantly or they can recover. Has everybody got it? Does everybody understand? The prince of power of darkness is your enemy. He's the ruler of this world. You and I don't belong here. But through the anointing of Christ, you have dominion over all things. That way, when the devil comes to tempt you, you say no. Too many, when the devil comes to tempt you, they have to think about it. It's called reasoning. There is the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, and the Antichrist doctrine. What you agree with is what you become. As a man thinks, so he is. What you eat, you become. That's why Jesus said, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. Drinking of the blood is the spirit. Eating of the flesh is the word. Is everybody okay? How many of y'all want to be an enemy of God? That's good. That means that we've got to come out, don't we? We've got to come out from this and there's got to be more. There is more. There's a lot more. This is not about religion. It's about kingdom business. Not about religiosity. People need to get freed up. Listen, if we didn't cast out devils, people would still be bound by drugs and alcohol. If we didn't lay hands on the sick, people would still be sick. There are still people waiting to get free. There are churches that don't know what to do if they're addicted and they're sick. They've been praying for them for years. Ain't nothing happened yet. No anointing. You must desire the anointing, and you must protect the anointing God has given you. That is called the life of Christ in you. And if you want more information about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, come to Friday night. Hallelujah. But we have teachings and all kinds of stuff over here that will help you. If you have any questions about anything, I'm sure anybody of this ministry would gladly assist you in any way. We're with you, not against you. Our purpose is to expose the unseen so that it is seen. Everybody knows there's another realm. Everybody knows they're going to die one day. And there's another place we're going to. Remember, who you serve when you die is where you go. I don't care if you accept that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Who you serve when you die is where you go. Because what you serve, you become a slave to. Amen? Praise God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you for your word today. Prepare our hearts for communion. Lord, let this seed that's been imparted be protected by the blood, that it grow and bear fruit for your glory. We rebuke the devil from trying to steal us. I pray that there'll be a thirst and hunger in each and every one here today to know more of you, to be filled with you, and to be free of any entanglement in the fear of this world. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.